And welcome back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder, pleased to be joined by Mr. Kyle Park. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Now, you're talking to us here over the phone from your home down in Texas. How are things down there in Texas?
Oh, it's pretty hot and humid here in Pittsburgh. I wish it would cool down a little bit, but then again, when it gets cold, we complain about how cold it is. It's always something, but it's nice. There's no rain right now, so that's good.
Of course, Kyle, you're one of the performers coming here for the Wurst Hog Festival in Eustis. So are you excited to come back here to Nebraska?
Man, looking forward to being back in the state. It is my first time to Eustis and my first time to Wurst Hog. I heard it's the 40th anniversary this year, so I'm pretty pumped to be a part of that.
Definitely a big honor to be a part of it here for the 40th anniversary. You mentioned it's your first experience at Wurst Hog, but not your first experience here in the great state of Nebraska. Tell us about other shows you've done here in the past in the state.
Man, it just feels like every time we're in the state, it feels like we grow and we have a bigger crowd, a different crowd, a more diverse crowd, and a crowd that knows us more than they did the time before we were there. Because the truth is, yeah, we're 1,000 miles from home, and we do get, you know, radio play thanks to guys like you. But then again, we don't get as much as we do in other parts of the nation. So it's a building process. It's a snowball effect. We just got to keep playing and keep building and keep making friends and making fans, and that's what we're planning to do here at Wurst Hog.
I know personally I enjoy your music quite a bit, and we enjoy playing it here on KX104, and I've talked to several people that have seen you out and about live and said that if they didn't know you after they saw you live, they became a fan, or if they did see you, they were a fan previously, they enjoyed you even more. So you must put on a pretty darn good show, Kyle.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with those people. I like what they said. I'll take it. I know that, you know, I've been doing this for 13 years, and I'm only 33. I say that because I don't think I'm even close to halfway done doing what I love to do. I'm in my freshman year of doing what I love to do. It's just like I'm kind of just figuring out who I am as an artist, I feel like, and who I am as a man. I just got married a month ago, and, you know, here I am, moved to Fredericksburg and to the house with her, and just, you know, life has definitely changed since I was 20 years old touring as a four-piece band in a van, in a trailer. And it's, you know, with all the growth and all the things and continuing to do this music thing, I don't plan to stop or slow down anytime soon. I love my career and love what I get to do and traveling around and playing new places. And yeah, I just, I think the difference in me and other people on stage is that I really, really, really love what I do on stage. And it is the most enjoyable part of my day every time.
In a lot of ways, you're living the American dream, man. I mean, out on the road, touring, getting people that can hear your music, you're being able to grow your music, and I'm sure continue to write new stuff and be inspired for new music as well.
Well, this kind of thing wasn't possible, really, 20, 30 years ago as far as just independently touring and making a career. I mean, I know there have been several people do it. I shouldn't say impossible, but you used to really need a major label behind you, and you don't have to have that anymore.
We're here on the phone talking to Kyle Park. He's getting ready to come to the Wurst Hog Festival here in Eustis. You're number 40 of Wurst Hog, and it'll be Kyle's first time here at the Wurst Hog Festival, and grade A performers joining you here for that festival too. Blackhawk, among those legendary performers that's going to be making a stop there in Wurst Hog with you.
Man, looking forward to that. Those guys are awesome, and I've been a fan for a long time, and looking forward to maybe becoming friends with those guys, hopefully. It's really cool.
Is there anything else you wanted to add today, Kyle?
No, just get there early, come see me, and if you don't know about me, check out my stuff on, you know, Instagram, or my website's kylepark.com, and I'm also on Twitter and other social media accounts, but come see me live. That's where it is.
That's the best way to do it, and I'm sure you'll have merchandise on hand. You mentioned you'll be around, too. I'm sure that you, being a down-to-earth guy like you are, you really love the opportunity to get to meet some of your fans out here in Nebraska.
Absolutely, every time, and look forward to making some new fans and meeting some new people and making new friends.
Well, Kyle, we appreciate the time and looking forward to have you out here in Nebraska this coming weekend.
Yeah, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
That again is the young up-and-comer Kyle Park joining us here on KX104. You can find that full interview on our website, HuskerRadio.com, and on KX104's Facebook page. Here's Kyle Park now on today's Best Country.